and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 1. We're coming down to verse number 3, but which we spoke about last time, verse number 1 and verse number 2, and we're heading towards verse number 3, but we'll read it from verse number 1. Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And so we spoke about those things and how this is used to avoid an opinion about anything, how it's used to push away truth and confirmation of God's word from others. Again, there's two aspects of judgment. There's the calling of a thing, whether it lines up with the word of God or not, and then there's the meeting out of sentence or punishment, chastisement. We are called to be fruit inspectors. The Lord has said earlier in these passages that by fruit, or in this same chapter rather, we'll come to it, by fruits we will all be known. The warning is false prophets and such, ravening wolves and the disobedient and the wicked that will lead folks astray and such as that. They're known by fruits. The Lord's people are known by fruits. And so it is that fruit inspection is a thing that happens. And in doing so, we make judgments. Again, judgment is not according to our own opinion, but according to the word of the Lord, because the Lord has made judgments that stand and that we need and we need to know about. And in those, we look to line up with the Lord. As far as punishment of anyone for disobedience and wickedness, we will all stand before God and give account for our lives. The children of God will give account on how they served the Lord with the time that they had from the time the Lord saved them till they're going on to be with Him. And the unsaved will have their place of judgment at the great white throne judgment and being judged out of those things written in the books regarding them, the word of God, and their lack of faith and repentance, and they're just rejecting God in every way. And they will be judged too at that judgment, two different judgments at hand. So, the standard that God makes, we all are accountable unto it. The judgment and the measuring, if we measure it out in doing so, which we should, then we need to understand that it's going to come back to us. The Lord has been saying all through this, the Sermon on the Mount, and this is at the last chapter of that, chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7 here of Matthew. He's warned about hypocrisy, saying one thing, doing another, saying and claiming one thing, doing another, teaching one thing, but yet doing something totally different yourself. That's an exception that he has with the religious elite of the day. And we'll see more about that here. And so here in verse number 3, he says, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" So the Lord here uses a parable type of approach to help us to understand about this of judgment and about what our responsibility is as his children, and about introspection, looking at self, that always needs to be going on. And he said, "Why beholdest thou the mote?" And that's a little speck, a splinter that is in thy brother's eye. You're looking at that. You're beholding and looking that, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. He says, we are subject to have big old poles and beams in our own eye while we're looking to get the speck out of our brother's eye. And if you can imagine that picture, having a beam, a pole sticking out of our eye, and it's an exaggeration, but the Lord's making that point with it. Lands, if we get up there close to try to help somebody and they've got a little speck in their eye, and we've got to be very careful to be looking, and I've got this big old timber coming out of my face, I can't focus to concentrate on them. I will be an offense to them in that I will be hitting with them with this thing that's sticking out of my face. What's he say? I got to fix myself first. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote that is out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? He said, how can that be? Thou hypocrite. That being the case, if we're found that way, we are hypocrites indeed. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye. Take care of home. Take the judgments of the Lord and use them on yourself. Be obedient to the Lord's word and repentance and faith and following the Lord and obeying him, and then you can help somebody else. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam that is out of thine own eye. He said, you've got something in your eye too. It's a big old beam. Get it out of there first. And listen to what he says. And then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. We are to be a help one to another. Now understand, this is not the meddling in one another's business. Although the New Testament scriptures say that we do need to take care of ourselves and mind our own business, but then we need to mind the care and the help and the goodness of our brethren indeed. So is that of self, but then there is that of being a help to others too. And so the Lord makes that clear. The Lord Jesus, how did he come? He came as a servant. He came to serve others. He didn't come to serve himself, which is amazing that God would do so. God the Son would do so having become a man. So the Lord doesn't say here, they got a mote in their eye. Well, don't help them out. Let them be. Let them figure it out themselves. No, he says help. Help in a good way. Help in a right way. But don't be a hypocrite when you help. Take care of yourself too. And so obey the Lord and then give out the word of the Lord and what the Lord says. That's the witness of the child of God. Verse number 6, a controversial verse, a verse that is misused by some. Let's read it and see what we have, what the Lord has for us here. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. So here we have a picture of holy things, that which is holy, given unto dogs. Okay? So now in this day, there would be in that part of the world that dogs would run wild. Dogs would be in the street. Dogs would be killed. They would be a nuisance. Dogs would many times be a commonplace thing at the trash heap there in the Kidron Valley, I believe, if I remember that correctly. Dogs would be a common thing around the trash heap that would be out there outside the city of Jerusalem and other cities too. And so they're out there eating the leftovers. A dog will eat anything and is able to eat just about anything. And so the Lord says, holy things, don't give them to dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. So pearls, very valuable, okay, akin to the holy things, right? That which is holy. And then another animal is mentioned here is a pig, a hog. Hogs wallowing in the mire. That's what they do. That's how they're programmed. They just love it. Wash up a pig, they'll go back to the mire. They eat slop. They eat the leftovers. That's what they do. In a sense, dogs and pigs are bottom feeders. Okay? I mean, that's just the way that it is. And so the Lord says, holy things, don't give it to dogs. Pearls, valuable pearls, don't cast them in front of the swine. Lest they trample them under their feet. So the hogs would trample under the pearls. Okay. And then what was given, the holy things given unto dogs would just be mauled, eaten, and laid waste. Okay. No value to them. And then this of the dogs and namely of the swine, they trample the pearls under their feet and then turn again and go to ripping you up with their tusks. Okay, so what's this all about? Well, there are some, and let me be very clear in this, there are some that say that the things of God, even unto the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, should not be told to everybody, that there's only select people, that the children of God need to select who they tell the gospel to, that the Bible knows nothing of that. Jesus' command unto his first church and subsequent churches is to preach the gospel to every creature. There's no respecter of persons with the Lord regarding the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not what's being talked about here. What's being talked about here, the Lord speaking to his disciples, is the Lord gives teaching beyond the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is by the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation, that sinners are saved. But after sinners are saved, there is a work and a pursuit that the Lord has called his, those that he saves his children into. And we live in this New Testament church age. Those who are saved, the design of God and the Lord is to be that those that are saved are to be baptized by one of his churches. And by virtue of baptism, I publicly identify with Christ and join his institution, the New Testament, his New Testament church, or Baptist churches in our day. Now, understand, everything that carries the Baptist name is not one of the churches of the Lord. It's true. It's just that way. They are known by their fruits. They are known by their doctrine. And it's a subject for another time. Nevertheless, there are things given unto the church, wonderful truths, wonderful pearls, wonderful holy things of service and doctrine and teaching and obedience and pursuit that the unsaved, and that's the way that the Lord refers to them here, are the dogs and the swine, those that just don't have any spiritual insight or understanding. Why? They've not been born again. They don't have the Spirit of God living within. There's no way it can make any sense to them at all. Those things that are reserved for the Lord's people and his churches are not the teaching and the Word of God that needs to go to the unsaved. The unsaved need to hear this, that you're a sinner before God, just like us all. And Jim Duke is a sinner that has been saved by the Lord. Sinners are so, and by virtue of their sin, are separated from their God. You're separated from God Almighty, your Creator. You're separated by your sins. You cannot pay for your sins. Therefore, you need a Savior, one who can pay for your sins, one who can help you in your great need. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God became a man, God the Son, one of the Trinity. God himself became a man, lived a perfect life because he is sinless, and gave his life on the cross of Calvary, and was buried and rose again, that whosoever looketh to him in repentance of their sins before God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, his substitutionary death, burial, and resurrection for you, you can be saved. And other than that, nothing else is going to make much sense to those that are without Christ. That's what they need to hear. So we have a message. We have a message to the unsaved. And it is, repent of your sins and believe and trust in Christ. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.